Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Cerulean Roll. I am your DM, and I'm joined by my two lovely co-hosts, if you guys would like to say hi.
Hello, I'm Jamzy. I play Nanette Silkenthorn. I forgot how to do this.
Hello, it is me, Crow, and I play Edric and Mako.
And on that note, after this long hiatus, let's get right into the recap. On the last session of Cerulean Roll, our heroes circumnavigated a weird dream that swelled a sense of courage within them. The next morning, they awoke to see May, who only slept for a couple of hours due to extreme paranoia. And after that paranoia bled into the day, they geared up for travels. Going from shop to shop, they gathered various resources, picking up pots, pans, and books from the library, and even some potions, before heading out of Wildbush. As they combed the fields for Raya, they were instead ambushed by skeletons coming from the grass. They quickly bested those skeletons, but they let their guard down for just a moment, only to hear a blood-curdling scream, followed by a stampede of skeletons rushing at our heroes. And that's where we jump back in the middle of a combat. Everyone has rolled initiative already, and starting off, Nanette, as you look across this cresting hill upwards, you see around 9 skeletons burst down.
Oh, what a thing we come back to.
And May looks up at them and just goes, huh, death is approaching. Adric, you turn around, you see them barreling towards you.
I look towards this plant.
It looks up at you.
Stop it! Stop! Stop!
All right, what would you like to do?
I'm gonna kill this plant.
Okay. Roll to hit. Or what would you like to do to kill this plant? Because you could do more than just hit it.
I can do more than just hit it?
You could pull it out of the ground. You could hit it. It's up to you.
I'm gonna try pulling it out of the ground.
All right, roll me an athletics check against this creature.
Go, Nanette, go.
Ah.
Go.
The creature rolled one higher than you.
Oh my god.
I'm going to be totally honest with you. These things have a -5 to strength.
What?
Yeah.
You try.
So Nanette, that's gonna be the end of your turn. You grab onto the head of this like humanoid plant growing out of the ground. It's screaming at you with this obnoxious scream, and you just fail. Like the roots get caught, and you can't get it out.
Oh my god!
And is that the end of your turn, or do you have any bonus actions you'd like to do?
I guess I'll put Hunter's Mark on a random skeleton.
All right, you put Hunter's Mark. I'm going to say you put it on one of the closer skeletons. And I will highlight that for you. There you go. All right, and that is going to be the end of your turn?
Yes.
All right, Adric, that's your turn.
You know what I'm feeling right now? You know what I'm feeling right now? Because there's so many of these. I think it's time we do a funny and pull out a shatter because they're all grouped up together, which is good.
You want to go for this group right here?
Yes.
Okay, that'll definitely work.
All right. They're going to need to do a constitution saving throw.
They are.
DC is 15.
They are dead as hell, so I will see what they roll.
Hopefully. Otherwise, they take this damage or half.
DC 15?
That's 2 wounds. Yes.
They rolled a 14.
They all take 9.
9 damage to all of them. All right. That is going to be... That skeleton. Oh, wait. No. They're not dead. Okay. Whoopsies.
But I'm going to guess they're near dead.
They are. You see, as you launch the shatter, what does it look like again?
I haven't done this in a long time. I don't remember what was the last thing I did.
I think you said it was like jolts of electricity coming out at them.
Oh, I think it might have been. I still think that's really awesome.
You hurl this electricity at them, and you see as it begins to crackle their bones, injuring them brutally. And
okay, that's a good start.
That is a very good start. You basically break half of these skeletons' bones. You see some of their bones begin to fall apart as the fungus beneath is appearing more and more. And it just goes... And that is going to go to the skeleton's turn if there's nothing else you'd like to do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to do a form of dread because that's a lot of this.
All right, that... Eldritch Ruby mask comes over your head and you gain some temporary hit points. Ooh, nice.
Nice.
12 temporary hit points to you, and that is going to go to the Skeleman's turn. They are going to get just close enough to May.
Stop!
Leave that little guy alone.
All right, they get right around here. Then this skeleton is going to pull out a short bow and shoot at May.
Hey!
Oh my god.
That is a 7 hit that is not hitting May. The next skeleton will also do the same.
Oh my god. There's so many of them.
This is a skeleton you attacked, Adric. This skeleton is going to attack you back out of spite. That is going to be...
Oh, that's crazy.
A 19 to hit you?
Yeah, that hits.
All right. They are going to do 5 damage to you.
And
that skeleton is going to also get closer. This next skeleton is going to get closer as well and shoot at May. That skeleton is going to land a hit on May with the short bow. And do 4 damage to our little guy.
Stop.
Then that's going to go to the next skeleton. The next skeleton is going to roll a hit. That's going to be a 16. That's going to definitely hit. That's going to hit Adric.
How?
That rolled high. That's going to be 7 damage.
God. Help!
Next skeleton is going to go for a little bit of a long shot and go hit Nanette.
Oh, Lord. Stop.
That is a 10 to hit. That misses.
Good.
Next one. That is going to be a 14 to hit you, Nanette.
Oh, God.
No, that doesn't hit.
All right. This next one is going to be for May.
Stop.
It hit May again.
Oh, my God.
That's going to be 7 damage to our poor little boy. May gets littered with arrows and now looks injured.
May!
I'm not feeling so good.
May. God, there's so many.
Yeah, this is a lot of skeletons and a lot of bow-wielding skeletons. Who taught them how to do that?
I don't know.
Do they have archery class for skeletons?
They might.
I don't want them to.
That's a really good question. How do they do that?
Maybe they pay with moss.
It's okay. I'm sure they haven't been training for nearly as hard as I have.
Absolutely.
Unless they have.
Right.
In which case, I would be afraid.
That. Right as you said that, I rolled a natural 20 on this skeleton. This skeleton does a rad backflip and then hits you with a crit.
No.
Uh-oh.
That's 11 damage.
Who did it?
Okay. You see the skeleton kind of clap his hands in the bow together, do a backflip, and then shoot you really hard.
What the hell?
And he just goes...
Ew.
The last skeleton is going to roll to hit May. Again, that's a six. It's not going to hit May.
Oh
May looks bewildered. He looks lost. He looks confused. He looks hurt. He's going to cast Cure Wounds on a first level at himself.
Good idea, buddy.
That's going to be 9 health back to May. He pulls out an arrow and he just goes, ah!
Oh.
And as a bonus action, May is going to not do much. He can't do much. That's going to be the enemy's turn. Wait, May's actually going to run a little bit over here.
You know, good idea.
Away from them. That's going to... All right. And suddenly, out from the corner of your wagon, you see as a figure jumps out.
Oh.
Huh?
And you see a very interesting looking person. You see this person, a drow elven woman with dark black hair with red streaks running through it. She is on the leaner side of physiques. And she's wearing this long black lab coat that has dirt and mud stained on the edges.
Lab coat!
Red ribbons are tied tightly, forming a tight waistband that accents her figure. She has heterochromia, with one of her eyes being this opalescent white hue, and the other being a brilliant ruby red with undertones of yellow. This lab coat is rolled up above her elbows, and she has these red bandages that cover her entire arm. Both of them.
That is awesome.
You see her wrist have these golden tokens that are wrapped around them with the symbols of ships sailing water. And you see as this woman charges up a swing, punches one of these skeletons in the face, and I will roll to hit.
Ooh.
Ah, she misses. She misses that punch. You see as the strike misses, and she goes, "Hey, you look like you guys need some help."
Oh my god, absolutely.
We do. Yes.
We appreciate it.
And she is going to bonus action cure wounds one of you. Who is looking injured? Nanette's at half health. Yeah, I think May.
Probably May.
May looks really fucked up, so she's going to healing word May.
Yay.
Woo.
And nice. May is going to heal for 10. And then you see as
our little pink boy
turns around and she goes, "All right, Raya, stay in that grass. You're gonna cause more trouble." And that is going to be the end of this woman's turn. That is going to go to the Shrieker's turn. They scream. They scream so loud. They all scream so loud. Like in unison, they all go, and they're going to roll me some constitution saving throws.
Oh, lordy.
Guys. Oh, that was almost a nat one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, guess who did get the nat?
Oh, no!
Oh, shit. All right. So that's a nat one from you, Adric. That's a 2, a 4.
That's crazy.
A 15 from May and a 14 from Nanette. So that is going to be both Adric and Tirith failing. Tirith is the name of the woman. I'm just going to say it because it's easier. So Adric and Tirith take,
oh,
12 damage. And everyone else takes 6.
Oh, God.
Okay.
As the frequency of all of these shriekers screaming at the same time pierces the ears, and you feel disorientated. And starting the initiative is going to be Nanette.
I'm going to shoot this one. That's
You're going
by
to
me.
Shoot the shrieker? Okay.
Yes, I'm going to shoot the shrieker. Do I roll a disadvantage because it's like right in front of me?
Yeah, it is like in front of you on the ground, so I'd say roll a disadvantage.
Okay.
Get it.
Okay. Ooh. Well,
that is an 11 to hit. That does hit the creature.
Thank God.
Oh, yay!
Okay.
And that's going to be 9 damage to the shrieker. You shoot it in the head. It screams again. Ah! And it, like, goes limp, but it's still alive. Anything else you would like to do on your turn? Well, you have a second attack.
Yeah. If I don't just take care of it now, it's just gonna scream again.
Do not want this thing screaming.
Yeah, okay, I'm gonna do it again.
Alright, you strike into it. Yeah, you're definitely hitting.
Oh my god.
And that is going to...
That's max damage.
Kill the creature.
Yay!
The creature, you split the arrow that you shot into it the first time. It severs the creature in half. And it dies on the spot, letting out a pitiful...
Good. Oh. I hate that thing.
Did you just awe the creature again? Did you just awe another one of them?
I'm sorry, it just sounds so pitiful.
Okay.
That's kind of scary.
And that's going to go to your turn, Adric.
I don't know, you were kind of like, that's pitiful. I think I'd be scared if I was dying and someone said that to me.
That is kind of a villain line.
No.
I don't know. I
it's okay.
Like
it's excused because it's that thing.
Yeah, it's excusable.
If it's that thing, I excuse it. Okay. Anyways,
it was cute. Okay.
I'm gonna throw an Eldritch Blast at the one that's right in front of me.
All right. Yeah, you could throw an Eldritch Blast at this creature.
What the hell? What if 15 hits?
A 15 is definitely hitting the skeleton.
Yay! Wait, let me roll the other one.
Roll your damage.
Awesome.
Oh my god, yeah, both of those are hit.
That's first damage. That's the second damage. Yay!
You instantly obliterate this skeleton. You see as you launch these Eldritch Blast, and they go right through it, sending this thing flying and crumbling into ash.
We need less of them on the field.
I agree! And is that the end of your turn?
Yeah, I don't think that... I ran out of anything else to do.
Alright, that is gonna be the dead skeleton's turn. That is going to go to all of the other skeletons' turn. They are just going to stick to their range. That's not gonna hit anyone. This is going to be an attack against Adric. That is going to miss you, I believe. That's a 13.
Oh yeah, that misses.
Next one. Oh my god, that's a 19 to hit May.
Oh my god, stop.
That's a 23 in total, so that is going to hit for 3 damage to May. The next skeleton is going to do an arrow attack against you, Nanette. That's going to be an 8. It misses. This next one is going to go against you, Adric. That is a 12, which is also a miss.
Oh, thank god.
Next one going to be a 14.
I'm good.
Does that hurt? Hit you, Adric?
That's right on my AC.
Oh wait, actually, this skeleton would be aiming at Nanette.
In which case, it misses.
Okay, so it misses Nanette, and this last skeleton is going to be going for. That one's also going to be going for Nanette because Nanette's closest to it.
Holy lord.
Oops, I rolled damage first. That is going to miss with a 9. Oh, there's one more skeleton. Jesus, there's so many.
Stop!
Also a miss on everyone. That's going to go to May's turn. May is going to... You see as May holds his staff, and he just, like, casts this magic that you haven't seen from him. You see as this glimmering magic crawls up the curves of this wooden staff and funnels into a sprout that is growing at the top. That sprout elongates, and you see as a thorny whip appears from it. And May is going to run a bit forward, back into the battle. I don't want to do this. And he's going to strike
what
one of the skeletons.
What is that?
You see, he whips the staff around, and this giant thorn whip lacerates one of these skeletons, and it is going to do 3 damage to that skeleton.
May, that's awesome!
What is that? That's so sick.
Thank you! And that's not the end of it! And you see as he yanks the creature closest, closer to him.
That's not it! Oh my god!
And it gets yanked 10 feet closer to May.
Cool.
That is going to be the end of May's turn, I believe. Yeah, that is going to be the end of May's turn. Oh, wait, you know what he's going to do? He's going to cast Healing Word on you, Nanette. Because I believe Nanette's not looking so good.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be 9 health back to you. May just yells, "Kill these things so fast!" And then you get healed.
He's so real for that.
I will certainly try my best.
And that's going to go to the woman's turn. The woman is going to... she is going to cast a spell at you guys.
Just kill him.
Okay, wait, let me just make sure. Alright, she is going to cast a bless spell on all 3 of you. So now you can add a d4 to your next attack roll or skill check.
Ooh!
As you feel the blessing of divinity fall over you, you feel as these waves begin to pulsate around you. Covering you in this tidal energy.
That is awesome.
And
so cool.
That's going to go to the plant's turn. Adric, you see as a plant right next to you sprouts upward and then starts screaming.
You!
And they are all going to scream in unison, make me those con saving
throws. Oh my god.
Not again!
And
you've got to be fucking with me.
Oh my god, is that another
one?
You've
got to be kidding.
Oh my god.
You've got to be kidding.
Okay, so May and Annette pass again, and Tira and Adric fail again.
Oh my god, again?
And oh my god, you guys take 16 damage.
Oh, wonderful how my health looks right now. Ooh!
And then, I don't know what half of 16 is. I'm not smart at math.
Half of 16 is 8.
Okay, good. I came to that, but I didn't know. So everyone else takes 8 damage.
Okay.
I got you, bro.
Alright, and that is going to... That is going to go straight to your turn, Nanette.
Oh,
alright.
My gosh.
So, but I already cast Hunter's Mark. But this is...
You have it active on one of the skeletons right now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna hit the skeleton that has that.
All right. I don't know if this is how that spell works, but you can add a d4 to every attack you make while Tirith is focusing on this.
Oh.
So, but that also still just hit. You could hit with that. Oh!
Oh, nice. Max damage again.
Wait. Adric, you could add a d4. Well, it's not going to matter. That's going to pass. But for future notice, you can add a d4 to that saving throw.
And max damage again.
Oh, okay.
All right. That's going to... You absolutely... eliminate the skeleton you had a hunter's mark on. You see, as you aim at this skeleton, you absolutely shoot it between the eyes. You hit the fungus inside of its skull, and you hear as it lets out a measly, before dying. You should not feel pity towards these things.
They just sound so cute. I'm sorry, I can't help it.
Do not.
Do not. You feel pity for these things? I mean, I'm there with you, but for different reasons.
Well, I guess it's more like the fungus without the rest of the skeleton.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, that's a little bit more concerning. Anyway. Nina, is that the end of your turn?
Wait.
Waiting?
I'm going to move the hunter's mark to another skeleton.
All right. Which one do you want? You could just say the number or the letter.
C.
Vitamin C.
Vitamin C.
The skeleton gets this hunter's mark on it. It looks up and it goes, And that's going to be the end of your turn. Wait. Was that only one attack? No, you have a second attack.
Huh?
You have a second attack. You only made one
oh
attack.
Oh my god, you're right.
Yeah.
You goofball. I can't even remember these things.
Put another sticky note up.
Get another sticky note. I can attack twice.
No, I remember that. I just thought that just took up a lot of time, so I thought I already did that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
All right, attack the vitamin C skeleton.
Oh, I think that hits.
What is that?
27.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, roll your damage and let me know how much.
All right, there's that. So 15 damage.
You see the skeleton looks up at the hunter's mark, goes, and then you absolutely cave its skull in and it just disintegrates.
Oh my god.
You knock its skull off, it spins around, and then the fungus looks at you, and then shrivels away. And that's going to go to your turn, Adric.
Okay, first of all, I'm gonna stuck the fuck up back.
You rush a little bit backwards.
How much did I go back? I was like here.
Oh, it's okay. You can just
like
do it.
15. Yeah, 15.
20.
Okay.
I'm gonna stick by you.
Yeah, fair. You got it.
So fair.
Okay. So what am I gonna do right after? If I can Eldritch Blast this plant.
You definitely can Eldritch Blast this plant.
I'm so tired of these things. I'm so tired.
Oh my god, yeah, you're hitting it.
Oh my god, yeah, he's tired.
I need you dead. I need
okay,
you dead.
You're hitting two of them. Keep in mind, I forgot about it already, but you have the fear thing. You can fear
them. Oh, right. You know what I also got, like, right after that first hit? I also got a natural 20 on the next hit.
Oh my god. Okay, roll the nat 20 damage yeah. first.
For sure. Hey, that's the natural 20.
You
oh
instantly
my god.
Kill that shrieker. Instantly. Instantly death.
Oh my god. Hey.
Awesome. Wonderful. I don't know if I can hit any of them from here, can I? Wait, it's like 120 feet, of course
oh,
I can.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Definitely hitting. Definitely hitting.
Okay, I don't think it's a good idea to hit G from here.
Line of sight, yeah, you'd go through
me. Yeah, okay, I'm just gonna go for B.
Alright, go for skeleton B.
Alright, the B, the other damage.
So just roll your damage.
Bonk! 10.
You instantly take out the skeletons well.
Awesome.
Sweet.
These skeletons are dropping like flies, you see, as that one crumbles to the ground in a pile of bones. And is that the end of your turn, Adric?
Absolutely.
All right, that is going to go to the remaining skeleton's turn. Half of them are dead. That's going to go to this skeleton,
good,
this
because
skeleton.
Because my ass is beat. I got such low health.
This one hits May for 7 damage. May gets knocked out.
Oh
God.
May falls unconscious onto the floor. The next skeleton is going to be going for... This one would have gone for May as well, but it's going to go for Nanette instead.
Oh, God.
Nanette, does a 18 hit you?
Yes.
You are going to take 4 damage.
Okay.
The next skeleton, I'm just going to roll, hit them rapid fire. That is going to not hit you, Nanette. This skeleton is going to aim at Tirith. Does hit Tirith.
Oh.
For 4 damage. Tirith is looking pretty mighty fucked up.
Oh, God.
This last skeleton is going to shoot at Tirith as well, but misses. You see Tirith takes one of these arrows and then, pulls out her shield. You see this ornate shield. It's like a silver shield. Ooh. With the carvings of a wave in it. And deflects the arrow.
That is awesome.
That's going to go to May's turn. May is going to roll a death saving throw. I am just going to roll it to you so you guys see. Success!
Yay!
And that is one success for May. And that is going to go to Tirith's turn. Tirith is looking injured. May is on the floor unconscious. Tirith is instead going to cast a second level healing word onto May.
Live, little pig boy, live.
Heals May for 14, gets him up from there. You see Tirith yells out, "No naps! We're on a job!" And
naps.
May just goes,
"No naps.
Hey, hey! Sounds just like my boss."
Oh, God.
May shivers with the sense of a 9-to-5. that was only Tirith's bonus action. Tirith is going to go swing at the skeleton. Tirith is not very good at melee, but is going to hit anyway.
Yay!
And wait a minute. Am I silly? Oh. Good to know for next time. Anyway, that's going to be 3 damage to the skeleton right in front of Tirith. Almost killing it.
Oh, Lord.
It's so bad because Tirith would have known that. Tirith would have known that, but not me. Not me, the DM. I have flaws. I have character flaws.
I have character flaws.
So now that 2 of the shriekers are out, okay, make me a constitution saving throw. Again. Because these plants are screaming.
Stop.
May rolled a nat 1.
No!
Oh, and that rolled a...
Okay.
Oh my God.
That wasn't a nat 1 this time, but still...
The DC got easier, but Nanette's the only one who succeeds. However, the damage also gets lessened. So you guys only take 4 damage, and Nanette, you take 2.
Okay, cool.
However, Tirith goes down.
Oh!
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
That is going to go to... You see Tirith falls on one knee, just absolutely buckles under her own weight, and then falls forward in front of the skeleton. That is going to be your turn, Nanette.
Okay, I'm gonna move closer to Tirith.
Alright.
Like right here.
Okay.
And, I can't really do much from here, but I'm going to I'm gonna shoot the skeleton that's in front of me.
You run through the grasses, you skid to a halt, and then you aim and shoot at the skeleton. Roll to hit. That is absolutely going to hit the skeleton. Roll your damage. 10 damage. All right. You absolutely obliterate the skeleton. You shoot it. It falls forward with an arrow sticking out of its rib cage, lodged into that green pulsating heart.
Sick.
And twisted.
Yay!
And twisted.
All right, your second attack.
I'll shoot the one that's in front of Tirith now.
All right, roll the hit.
Good!
Oh.
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 Is that a nat one?
Yes.
A nat one, I spy? Yes.
No!
Yes.
Oh, how wondrous.
No.
Should I do that? Fuck it, I'm doing it. Okay. Nanette, as you feel you are about to miss, or you don't feel like you're about to miss this arrow, roll me a d8.
Oh, no.
What is this? Okay. Entail?
That is a 2. You see right in front of you, this imaginary blade stabs into your liver, and you feel this
what
sharp
Excuse
sense of pain,
me?
And it throws you off. But you don't take any damage.
Okay.
All right. You can tell that was a surge of your magic, and that throws you off enough to miss your attack.
Okay.
Oh my god.
And
crazy.
Is that the end of your turn?
You know what? Why not? I'll use Healing Spirit.
All right.
And I'm going to put it around Tirith.
All right. And that is going to heal Tirith on the start of their turn?
Yes.
All right. That is going to go to Adric's turn.
Oh, Lord. You know what? May as well from here take out the skeleton right in front of Tirith.
All right. Go ahead. Roll the hit. Okay. You don't even have to roll damage. You instantly kill this
okay.
thing.
Okay.
Wait,
oh
but
my
was that
God.
A crit?
Nope.
Oh, that was not a crit. Okay, okay. I thought that was a crit for a second. But
so that was the damage.
You instantly kill it, and yeah, that skeleton goes flying into the field and then crumbles apart.
Okay.
All right. Now, roll your second one.
Wait, so did Nanette take care of the one right in front of me?
Oh, yes. That one is dead.
Okay, cool.
There's only 3 more skeletons on this field.
Okay, I'm gonna go for I.
All right.
Please.
You see, this skeleton has weirdly one preserved eye in its socket. And it, with its one preserved eye, it looks at the Eldritch Blast, limbo dodges out of the way.
What the?
Oh my god.
What?
And then it stands up and goes, really sensitively, it just goes,
Okay.
Alright.
Strange creatures.
Strange little creatures.
Strange creatures.
And, is that the end of your turn?
I kind of want to get closer to at least, you know, like, the group. But I'm scared of the skeletons right now.
That's so fair.
But also they can get to me faster if anything happens. But also skeleton... Is the thing right below Nanette like an obstacle? Like, can I hide behind it or something?
Yeah, totally. You see this clattered, abandoned wagon, and you can totally go hide against it. That'll give you a plus 2 bonus to your AC.
Okay. The one that's right next to me, right? Or
yeah.
Okay, so like right here.
All right, you have a plus 2 to your AC now. And that's the end of your turn?
Yeah.
All right, that is going to go to the remaining skeletons' turns. They are going to target whoever's in front of them. This skeleton is going to attack at May. May just groggily stands up and then sees an arrow flying towards him.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
And May dodges it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, nice.
May dodges it by a hair and he goes, not nice. Not nice. Not nice at all.
Well, yeah, but nice dodge.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. You could tell that his heart is beating out of his chest. You actually see his legs quivering beneath his robe.
No. Oh my God.
All right, let's make this quick.
The next skeleton is... May is the only one right in proximity of them.
Oh, God.
Stop it.
That one's going to hit May.
Oh, no.
5 damage. All right. For context, for this next skeleton, May has 5 health.
Oh.
It just hit May. This next one hit May.
Oh, no.
If it rolls higher than a 5, May is out. That is an 8.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
May goes unconscious. May like, looked up, and then he goes, no!
Again!
And then that is going to go to that is going to go to May's turn, and May's going to do the same throw. That is going to be a success for May. And that's going to go to Tirith's turn. Tirith is going to gain some of that health. How much does Tirith regain?
Let me roll it. 6.
All right, Tirith gains 6 hit points. You see she groggily wakes up. She ruffles her hair and, like, picks a grass out of it. And she stands up and she goes, all right. And she pulls off one of these golden medallions, presents it at the creatures, and goes, by the tide's grace, by Trelas's word, you creatures shall go to where you came. And they are all going to roll wisdom saving throws.
Ooh.
And they are pretty bad at this. All right. That almost landed at a nat 20. Holy fuck. However, that was a 9 from these skeletons.
Ooh.
You see, as they all look innately feared, they look afraid of Tirith's divine might. And, Tirith is going to use a bonus action and cast a spiritual weapon on the field.
Ooh.
And I believe, can this attack on its turn? Oh my God, it totally can attack on its turn. So, Tirith spawns this weapon right between these skeletons and is going to roll to hit. That's a nat 1.
Oh.
No!
No!
Wait. I think fear... No, I don't think fear gives you advantage on the creatures. That is going to be the end of Tirith's turn. Tirith, like, quivers for a moment, and the divine energy between the spell and her connection to the god wavers, and you see the spell kind of misses. Going to go to the Shrieker's turn. And I'm going to say at this point, this one reveals itself, this one reveals itself, and you guys don't know where the other ones are. They let out a loud scream.
Oh my God.
Me a constitution saving throw.
I'm so dead, aren't I?
Bless up. Hope you're not.
14.
That's a 14? Nat 20.
That's a nat 20.
Oh my god.
May's down. He didn't need a roll, but he would have succeeded, I guess.
My rolls are. You all pass. Good this session. Nice.
Yay!
And with a nat 20, I'll say you don't take this damage. You don't even take half. So everyone takes 2 damage. All right, still standing, still standing.
HP I have left.
We're still standing. Oh my god, you and Tirith are in the same boat.
Me and you both, Tirith.
That is going to go to... not the Shrieker's turn. That is going to go to Nanette's turn.
All right. I'm going to run up to May, and I'm going to cast... should I do this one? Yeah, whatever. I'm going to cast a second level Silken Touch.
All right. Roll me a d20.
Okay.
Sigh. Remembering what we talked about, sigh.
Whatever.
All right.
Whatever.
That passes the DC for now.
Good.
My parents listen to this. I swear I'm not fruity. let's go to... That is going to end your turn?
Yes.
All right, that's going to go to your turn, Adric. You are very well hidden.
Not from their shrieks.
Not from their shrieks. That's an AoE.
I hate them. I hate them. I hate them. I hate them. I'm going to come out like 10 feet, and I'm going to aim it at E.
You're going to aim it at...
the Shrieker to the right.
Okay, Shrieker to the right. Let's go.
Please. Hallelujah.
Oh my god, you absolutely are hitting this. Roll your damage.
You little creatures are so annoying!
That's going to do 8 damage. You see as this thing gets uprooted and flies through the air 10 feet. Roll your next attack, if you're attacking the same one.
Skeleton Eye or the Shrieker? Skeleton Eye or the Shrieker? Skeleton Eye or the Shrieker? Skeleton Eye or the Shrieker?
Can I give you a little bit of a DM recommendation?
Yes, please.
Definitely the Shrieker.
Okay. Is this enough? Hold on. 20, 25, 30,
oh, you can totally hit. 40, 40, 40. I did it with the roll.
Yeah. That's there's still enough. Okay. Hallelujah!
Oh my god, you're absolutely hitting. Okay. Roll your damage.
Kill.
KYS.
Fucking dead. It listens to you. You see as your Eldritch Blast comes through, it's flying and tumbling through the air. You slam it with this energy. It rips a hole through the creature and it falls to the ground.
Good. Okay, so that was 10 feet. I'm going to put my 10 feet back here.
You go back and hide. Catch your breath. That's going to be the end of your turn?
Yeah. There's nothing else I can do.
Skeletons are dead. That skeleton is still alive. That skeleton is going to... gonna shoot at... Nanette. That's a nat one.
Hallelujah!
Uh-huh.
It trips and stumbles on the Shrieker in front of it. And they kiss.
What?
They kiss. Yeah, they kiss.
They kiss?
Yeah, the Shrieker just goes...
Ah!
Okay. question
wow.
mark.
Wow, okay.
You see romance particles? You see, like, roses? anyway.
Interesting.
Interesting. Romance interesting. Blooming in Shadowfell. this next creature is also going to roll to hit you, Nanette. That's a 19 to hit. That hits you.
Okay, yep.
Oh, good.
That's 6 damage.
Okay.
Stop!
The last skeleton is going to move a little forward and shoot at May.
Stop.
That hits May with an 18. Oh my god! Why are these things rolling so good? All right, that's 8 damage. It knocks Mei out.
Oh my god.
Oh, man.
Oh lord.
Can
okay.
you stop?
That is going to be twisted. The end of the skeleton's turn. That's going to go to Mei's turn. Mei is going to roll his third death saving throw. That's a failure.
Oh.
Okay. That's going to go to Tirith's turn. How much does Tirith heal for? Because you have your spirit.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. That is another 3.
Wait, question mark. Is healing spirit a concentration spell?
Oh,
There, if
yes.
There's, okay, roll me a constitution check.
Constitution check?
Roll. Yeah, you can saving throw. Let's do saving throw.
Okay.
It fails, so it's not going to be active on this turn.
Okay.
So Tirith is going to do a little Tira thing. Tirith is going to. That takes 10 whole minutes to cast. Never mind. Tirith, we'll save that though. Tirith is going to cast a healing word on little Mei, who is still down. I feel like I see you down so much, boy. And Mei just goes, it's not my fault.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it is. That's kind of weird that you're putting that on me, like I'm accusing you. I know. I just know someone who would. I miss him.
I pat him on the shoulder.
Yeah, you pat me on the shoulder.
Me too.
That's going to... Oh, wait, no, that's not going to be the end of Tirith's turn. Tirith, that's only a bonus action. Hee-hee. Tirith is going to menacingly walk forward to these creatures. This is going to cause them to run away. And Tirith is going to take a swing. Tirith is going to take a swing at this
woman.
That's an at one.
Yay!
Oh no!
Tirith rips on a root, falls on top of the shrieker and the skeleton. And now it's like a dog pile.
Oh my god.
Tirith, I want to see you be cool, please!
Please, let her be cool!
She's supposed to be so cool, dude.
She's supposed to be so cool.
I can tell she is. The dice gods are not having it.
They are not.
2 nat 1s, bro. Okay, anyway. I'm going to cry. I love it when my
DMs are foolish. Could you imagine if they had your villain do this?
I'd cry.
You try to make them look really cool and then they stumble on the ground and... like trip and fall.
Imagine if Kurath did that in his final moments. I'd be so pissed.
Oh my god, no.
I'd be flabbergasted.
Thank god the dice were on his side. Anyway, everyone roll me a constitution saving throw. Oh no, Tirith rolled a 2, bro.
Another nat 20.
Oh my god. Send those here.
Roll.
Give
I
me
love
them.
This roll. I love this roll.
Oh my god. Okay, so Adric, that's an 8. Okay, so the DC gets lower every time you guys have taken care of one of these things. Adric, you succeed.
Oh my god.
Tirith unfortunately fails.
Oh my god.
Oh, Tirith.
Did Mei roll yet? Mei did roll. He rolled a 20. So Mei succeeds. Tirith is the only one who fails. But their damage also gets less. So, that's going to be 3 damage to Tirith. Which actually brings Tirith to 1 hit point, bro.
Oh
my god.
And everyone else just take 1 singular point of damage.
Do I still not take anything because I rolled a nat 20?
You're good. Nanette, I'm going to say every time you hear these shriekers about to scream, you plug your ears. And that is going to add
I love how I'm looking right now. I love how I'm looking right now. Guys?
Nanette, that's your turn.
Okay. I would like to eliminate this shrieker.
All right, you can very much eliminate the shrieker. Roll a hit. No disadvantage.
Go, get him!
I'm just gonna roll the damage.
26, Lord. And 7 damage to the shrieker in front of you. That is going to be nearly all of its hit points. It is still alive. It looks pretty injured, though.
Can't have that.
All right, you hit. You don't have that.
Oh, my
anymore.
God, okay.
And you kill it. You kill the thing. You masterfully, between Tereth and the skeleton who's currently making out with the shrieker, you masterfully take care of the shrieker. It dies on.
I'm sorry, your romance was short-lived.
The skeleton picks up the shrieker in its arms and goes,
No, you know how we feel.
Nanette, you can't feel remorse. You can't feel remorse for them.
Okay, yeah, sorry. I'll still kill it anyway.
Good. All right. That is going to be... Is that the end of your turn?
Yes.
All right, Adric, that's you.
I'm seeing my form of dread right now.
We love you, form of dread.
Forever and ever.
Okay, I'm gonna move a little closer, because either way, I don't think I can hit him around this obstacle.
All right. You totally can. You just spring up for a second.
I can spring up?
Yeah, you spring up.
Oh, right. I can do that and then go back down.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
the thing is, though, they're both in the way, which is why I have to move.
Oh, true. Okay, you can move a bit.
5, 10, and that... Yeah, that reaches eye.
All right, you could definitely do that. Strike the creature with the eye.
Please!
It looks at you with its one human eye. Oh,
oh my god,
yeah, you hit.
I'm not going to have them for long, because I clearly am not fine.
Yeah, you know what? That's fine. You knock the human eye out of its socket, and it just, like, scrambles around for it.
no.
And it's knocked
like
back 10 feet.
Like it lost its glasses.
Yeah, it does the Velma.
It does the Velma.
All right, roll your second.
Should I go for eight, or should I keep going right? Because taking more of them out is also very good.
The eye is looking on death's door.
Yeah, okay, I'm gonna go fry.
All right.
Might as well. Oh, yay!
Holy fuck.
Oh my god,
roll
nice.
Your damage.
Die.
Holy
fuck. I think it dies.
Yeah, it dies on sight. It dies on sight. You kill it, no hassle. You see, okay, as it finds the eye, it lifts it up between its fingers, it looks at it, and it goes, ah! And then you see the Eldritch Blast fucking... get away. And the skeleton
I turn him
dies.
Into cartoon dust.
Yeah, you turn him into cartoon dust. It like stays in the silhouette for a second before crumbling. and that is going to go to... God, there's so many dead skeletons here. It goes to skeleton... skeleton fuck. And skeleton fuck is going to hit.
What?
It's going to roll the hit in the net. Skeleton fuck.
No!
Oh, wait!
That's
actually...
not a vitamin.
No, that's not a vitamin. This one isn't. The skeleton is actually going to take his action to get away from Tereth.
Oh, right.
Both of them will. They are very afraid of Tereth. Tereth, like, picks herself up from the skeleton corpse and then the shrieker corpse. And then Tereth just, like, goes, well, I'm glad you're still afraid of me. And dusts herself off.
Oh god.
And that's going to be the end of their turn. That's going to go to May's turn. May goes, I'm tired of you skeletons ruining my life. And
oh my god.
he really dramatically starts charging this spory beam between his fingertips, and you see this knife formed of those thorns and wilted roses, and he's going to... Wait, does he reach? Oh, he does.
Does he?
Okay, he reaches.
Ooh. Oh, good.
He throws this dagger at them, hitting. It hits.
Yay!
It did one damage.
Oh my god.
Well, as long as there's damage.
And then it burst. They're going to skeleton H is going to make a
H
is going to make a dex saving throw. That's an at one. God, the urge to make
for
this
better
thing
or
take
for
double
worse,
damage.
Your
the
rolls
urge.
Are not looking good.
I see. Yeah.
No, for better and for worse. At the same time.
How many nat ones have I rolled this session? Oh my
like
god.
3, 4.
Lord have mercy. Okay, that's going to be 2d6 damage going to Skeleton H.
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 And it takes
H.
4 damage.
Red H.
Red H. It is, we're very red right now.
Red H.
And Skeleton H looks pretty worse for wear. You see all these thorns and roses kind of splinting into the skull, cracking it open a little bit. And Skeleton F, the one that was hit with the blade, looks fine. That's
okay,
going
buddy.
To go to Tirith's turn. Tirith goes, I'll handle healing after the battle. Let me just, we need these things gone.
We do.
Absolutely.
We really do.
Tirith is going to... Tirith is actually gonna, like, look over her shoulder, see Adric in, like, absolute tatters, and just go, maybe just a little bit of healing, and, heal you for 13.
Oh my god! I'm free!
Meanwhile, like, you guys see Tirith, like, Tirith is already wearing red bandages. They're turning more and more red.
Oh, God.
As she stands there.
Miss, don't you need a little bit of healing also?
I'll be fine. You guys will just pay me for this later.
Well, okay. Okay. That's fair.
And that's going to go to the Shrieker's turn. Now. You guys have limited 4 of them. There are still 2. However, now that all the shriekers in the proximity are gone, these shriekers don't activate. So they stay quiet.
Oh.
And
good.
You immediately could guess that it was a chain reaction thing. Once they heard each other, they would all scream. And Nanette, you're first.
Okay, I'm going to shoot Skeleton H.
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 Holy fuck, yeah!
Oh my god, get him!
Yeah, 26, you hit.
And 7 damage.
7 damage, you leave this skeleton on death's door. You plunge this arrow really close to one of these green arteries that are pulsating within the ribcage.
Oh my god.
And it just goes, oh.
Freak.
Freak. Oh.
That hits.
Okay.
Even your rolls hit. I'm guessing that's to H again?
Yes.
7 damage to H. H is dead. It, as it collapses to the floor really dramatically, it holds its hand out towards the red glistening moon of Shadowfell and it goes, oh, and then dies.
That was really dramatic.
I think that one used to be a theater person.
Oh man. I hope JoJo's okay.
I hope JoJo's good too.
I miss JoJo.
And, wait, hold up, let me roll for something.
Oh, no.
Oh, does he hear us?
You see as a letter pops out in front of you. Nanette has the bottle and pops out in front of you.
Oh, okay.
This is just a funny thing. You open the letter, it just says... I was here the whole time! La 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 la! He writes down la 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 la, and he increases the size of the font when you know he's getting louder.
Oh, it's like I can hear him.
But he writes it in like fancy cursive font.
Yeah.
While that would be in character for him, he has a dummy's limbs.
Oh,
so
right.
Probably all looks of really it, messed up. It's like chicken scratch.
I was about to say, it looks like every time you read a letter from him, it's barely comprehensible. It looks like demon language.
Demon language?
But yeah, that is going to be the end of JoJo's turn, question mark? is that the end of your turn, Annette?
Yes.
All right, Adric, that's you.
Freedom!
Freedom!
Liberate yourself, bird boy!
20. 25. 30. Okay.
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 I think I can hit it from here.
You definitely can.
Sick.
You could have hit it from all the way over there, honestly.
Yeah. No. I did the math. H was like 95, meaning, oh, wait, I could have hit it.
Yeah.
If H was 95, he was still going to be within below the 120 range. Okay, well, anyways. Yay!
Oh my god, yeah, you're hitting. Okay, roll your damage.
Another, oh! Also, now you want to give it in the mad 20s. Now you want to give me the nat 20s, huh?
Oh okay. My god.
No, I still appreciate it, though. Thank you, dice gods. Okay, so that's the nat 20 hit. Oh,
my god. I think it's dead.
How do you finish this thing on a nat 20?
I feel like, funnily, because of the way he has been stuck behind that thing, he, like, lunges out, runs up, and immediately, like, fires this up with, like, so much energy.
I imagine of, really like, feral looking.
He's exactly. He's like so feral looking. He's like laughing maniacally before he hurls this thing at me aggressively, like someone throwing a dodgeball at you on purpose.
Oh my god! You fire this dodgeball energy at it.
Baller.
It's like this blackened energy that has this like red undertone. It absolutely. No, I'm not gonna do that. It slams into the creature and absolutely wipes this thing from the face of the earth.
Gone and with the wind.
That is combat over.
Ooh. Oh.
I was so tired of those stupid plants and those stupid skeletons. Anyways. Ma'am.
Yeah, hi. I'm also tired of those stupid plants and those stupid skeletons.
You are our savior.
Yes, but also, thank you so much.
You are so worse for wear.
Don't worry about it. Here, come over to this corner. I think Raya might have been hit with stuff like that. Raya's someone I've been saving?
Oh, we were actually looking for her also.
Yes.
I found her being attacked by skeletons like that, and I saved her life. And I've been trying to take her back to her town.
I'm guessing it's been pretty hard convincing.
Yeah.
Not really. I just grabbed her by the scruff.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Forceful convincing.
Yeah, I don't want to see any more people wasting their lives away. Anyway, you guys definitely have to pay me for this. And you see as Tirith gets on one knee. By the way, once you guys follow Tirith to the side of the wagon,
you see Raya completely splayed out, knocked out from all of the shrieker screams.
Oh my god, Raya.
Oh god!
Raya!
This woman is helpless. Oh, okay.
And you see as, Tirith gets on one knee, and for 10 minutes you see as Tirith, blesses you with a prayer from her heart. You see, as this circle of arcana begins to flood around you guys, and you see apparitions of the tide and the beach, something that you haven't seen in so long. You see that bluish undertone of the ocean ensnares you. And I guess even for you guys, this undertone is unnatural since you've grown around crystal oceans and oceans of ice. So this is really one of kind. But you see as even the sky around you guys for a bit, for 10 minutes, turns blue. And
I missed that.
All gain, let me roll for it, 16 HP.
Yay! Awesome.
Oh, I feel so much better.
Me too.
Ooh, absolutely.
And Raya gets up, rubbing her head.
I thought it would be safe over here.
Tirith goes,
no.
Yeah, nowhere was really safe right here. Anyway, Raya, these people were looking for you, if you know them. Oh, you're those adventurers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were really concerned, so we came out here looking for you.
Yes, well, it appears, another concerned adventurer, has come to save me. And she points at Tirith, and beat some sense into me, apparently. Tirith goes, it was deserved. This woman would not stop yapping.
This entire place is dangerous. Yapping.
Well, Tirith was taking me back to Wildbush, where it's safer for me. And, I suppose I'll be staying at the inn for a while.
Oh, well, that's good to hear, at least.
Well, since you guys have a wagon, do you mind if we just hitch a ride with you back to town? Drop off Raya?
Sure.
Yeah, that's fine.
And by the looks of our states, we might as well stay in the inn for a night,
too. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And, Tirith kind of opens the wagon door and then, like, does a little wave at you guys to get you guys in first.
Oh, right. That was something.
I'm just gonna sit back at the front.
Okay, Nanette, you sit in the front, getting ready to lead the wagon. You particularly, Nanette, feel extremely tired. You haven't been getting you haven't been getting that much of a rest because you were leading at first.
Yeah.
Tirith kind of goes, "I can handle it. Don't worry about it."
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty good with animals. Why?
Oh, well.
You should let her know about the whole thing with the horse. The thing.
The thing.
Yeah, he likes when people sing to him.
She turns around to Autismo.
I don't know if I'm singing to that horse, but I'll get us there.
All right, well, I appreciate that.
May goes, he definitely doesn't like my singing.
As he, like, he really soggily climbs into the wagon, and instead of getting on a bench, he lays on the floor between you guys.
Oh. May.
Raya steps over May and sits next to you, Nanette. You see as Tirith climbs on top of the front bench and is going to convince Autismo.
Okay.
Oh. She does it.
Miraculous.
She grabs the reins and she goes, I'm not singing to you, but you're going to listen to me. And Autismo goes, Autismo just nods and just turns, okay. Like continues down the pathway to Wildbush.
She has
May feels spiteful.
Spiteful?
It's okay, May. That horse is just, you know, just is just very picky,
suppose. He's just a very mean horse.
He has a vendetta. He has a vendetta against specifically me. Why? He's like biting on his shirt really angrily.
It's okay, maybe buddy. One we day like he'll your warm voice.
Up yeah.
Well, I hope he'll warm up to me, and I'm glad you guys like my voice.
Yeah. Eventually.
Customers used to say it's whining.
Why?
I don't know. I used to check people, like, I used to check their goods out. I was about to say check them out. That would have been bad.
What? I don't think I can imagine that.
No, I don't really check people out. Not like that. But they used to be like, mainly old people. You know those type of old people who really don't watch their mouth?
I imagine Kishi. Yeah, I know.
May also looks up and goes, oh, right, Kishi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Kishi may be the only old man I know.
Roll me a history check.
Okay. That'd be really crazy. The only old person you know?
That'd be actually
the only
nuts.
Really old person. 13.
Adric, that's not entirely wrong. You have seen old people before that have come around to your home. Typically, you didn't interact with them at all. But you have seen your good few share of old people enter your father's office.
But the way they talk, definitely not only Kishi.
They were much more proper than Kishi. Much, much more proper.
Yeah.
You remember sneaking around with Mako, kind of listening into their meetings. And
ooh, they're listening in. Ooh.
They often sounded really, really pompous. As you guys continue on to Wildbush, Raya kind of clears her throat and goes, now that I have the chance to say something, thank you for what you said back there.
Huh?
Back when you were, comforting me.
Oh, great, of course, I really meant it. It came from the heart.
I really, truthfully appreciate it. I'm sorry for lashing out at you that way. It wasn't... A lot of things happened recently, and it took a lot to process.
Yeah, I could never blame you for that. You were going through a lot.
Truth be told, I started wandering to just get away from Wildbush. But it's Tirith clearly and loudly and forcefully beat it into me that my life was worth something and that I can continue on.
Well, I think she's right.
But I do have to thank you in part for helping me with that.
Of course. I'm glad.
And thank you as well. She looks at you, Adric. I appreciate you for putting a stop to me.
Oh, yeah.
That form, lycanthropy, it's a terrifying thing to be in. as you would know. What is your name? What are your names?
I'm Nanette. That's Adric, and this one is May. I point towards the floor.
May is just, like, laying there really defeated. You guys introduce yourselves, or Nanette introduces you guys, and she goes,
I thank you all from the bottom of my heart. And yes, Nanette, you know what it feels like to be in that form. It's such a strange sense.
It was horrible. It's like you're there, but you're not. It's like your most primal version of yourself.
It's truly awful. I hope that one day people can spread that cure you were talking about that you gave us.
I hope so. I'm sure now that it's been created, a lot of people are gonna want to get their hands on that.
And as you guys sit in the cart and finish up conversating, you guys reach into Wildbush for the third time. And you guys see as Tereth just, like, parks the wagon over at the side, very close to the inn, so you guys can just get in and get some rest. And as you guys walk in all together with, unless you want to do anything else, I'm just presuming that you guys want to go in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and, what is your name, miss?
You're asking Tereth?
Yes.
She goes, oh, the name's Tereth.
Oh, well, it's nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you all, too. You all seem like a capable bunch.
Yes, truthfully, there were more of us before, but our numbers have been dwindling lately.
I see. Well, if you need help not having them dwindle, at least for a little bit, I might want to tag along with you if you guys are going to the Onyx Kingdom.
Oh, yes, I would absolutely love that. We'd all be grateful.
Absolutely.
All right. And she, like, pats your backs.
I will be charging.
And she walks ahead into the door.
Okay.
Question, how much?
Just yell after her.
Heidi!
Wait, how much?
I need to keep count.
We'll figure it out later.
What do you mean?
She winks at you.
What? What does that even mean?
What did she mean by this?
What did she mean by this?
What did she mean by this?
You all walk into the inn. Cart goes, oh, hello, you lot again.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Hi.
I know that I said the rooms would be free if you guys came back again, but you guys have come back multiple times.
You can charge us as much as you need. It's fine.
Okay, I would appreciate that. Business is very hard. Food is very infrequent. It'll just be 5 gold for each room.
Okay.
Alright, so there's how many of us?
Raya goes, oh, no need, I'll pay for myself.
Oh, okay.
All right.
And Tirith goes, if you don't mind.
Okay.
I've got it.
So that'll be, 20 gold.
All right.
And thank you very much.
This character.
She's so... I love her already.
I'm very glad.
Absolutely.
Very, very glad you guys love her. And Cart hands you guys the keys to your rooms, and you guys go get some good, well-deserved rest. And everyone can take a long rest.
Finally!
Best sleep of our lives.
Yeah, you guys fall onto that those pillows, those sheets, just instantly snore-me-meeing. You get the sleep
exactly.
marks. You guys wake up late in the afternoon, and another day passes within Shadowfell.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Lord. Have fun.
Lordy. Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. Just done, done. You hear that in your head, Nanette?
Stop it.
But yes, you all very much fall asleep. No wisdom saving throws, no nothing, no nothing.
God.
And as you guys wake up, you guys all meet back up in the hall. And Tirith goes, "All right, now you guys are buying breakfast, right?"
Well, I didn't.
Sure.
Yeah, no, okay, yeah, sure.
That a girl, and she pats your back.
Okay.
Okay.
She has so much charisma.
Yeah, I can see.
I think she might be the most charismatic person we've ever met.
In a place like this, it's crazy.
Me. I can't really complain. I've got money.
And
don't say that.
Don't say that around her.
Not trusting.
Now that you mention that, I think I need a new shield.
No.
But you guys and Tirith walk off into the over into the tavern where you guys have a nice. Good, hearty breakfast.
Oh, what food?
You guys have you get eggs that aren't corrupted. Like they, you see like very visibly they're fine. You get they're like freshly like sunny side up. There's even some there's like bacon. There's like even a full like ham, that Tirith would have ordered.
Okay, how much is this?
It's just gonna you look at the tavern keep. Yeah, that'll be around I'd say 10 gold. Yeah, 10 gold.
All right.
Tirith just while stuffing her face goes, "Thank you very much."
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as you're helping us.
Yeah, no problem.
I will be doing more than helping.
All right.
I mean, I'll be helping, but I'll also be doing other stuff. Like steering that horse, since this pink boy can't do it. Mage just goes, "Pink boy.
Pink boy. Please."
And as you guys fill yourselves, Adric, you don't need to eat, but I'd say you can eat just for the
satisfaction
of it. Just
for the sake of eating.
Yeah.
Just for the sake of eating.
Because this food does make your mouth water a little bit, even though you don't feel the hunger.
Yeah.
It's definitely oh my god, that looks good.
I miss eating.
Yeah, you definitely dig in a little bit. And it tastes absolutely heaven.
Oh my god.
I wonder how it is to not feel hunger.
Oh, you're just not hungry.
It's like, Adric, if you want to describe it to Nana in better terms, it's like a sense of just like nothingness all the time in your stomach. Like all your other senses are fine. You just don't really feel hungry, or you don't even feel full, really. You just feel perfectly sated all the time.
I mean, I guess to put it in a better way, you kind of like, I guess you have your sense of smell, of course. I can still smell, I can still taste, I can still touch things, and, you know, and like hear things, but like, when it comes to hunger, I don't feel anything. There's no rumblings, no like stomach, you know,
just content. Doing a thing.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Sounds kind of nice.
I think so.
And as you guys wrap up eating, Tirith goes, "All right, back to the road now, right?"
Yeah.
Now, if you don't mind me prying, as she like gets up on top of Autismo, what's your guys' goals going forward to the Onyx Kingdom?
We're kind of just passing through.
Ah, so you're not going to be there for long. I see. Me neither.
Yeah.
Yeah, we kind of have a big thing going on. Really big.
Very.
Disastrously big. you mind filling me in on that big thing?
I don't know what your goals are, so I don't know. I'm not sure.
I could share mine. It's a grand old dream, though.
Oh, what is that?
Well, to put it short, I have my reasons, but I want to create the ultimate healing spell. I want to honor my god in the best of ways and create a spell never seen under divinity, never seen under any wizardry. I want to create a healing spell that can turn someone immortal.
Wow.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
It is, quite.
Very.
I'm finding any way that I can to see what's up. I'm just following a couple of leads. So if you don't mind, I'll help you guys out, and you'll take me places, and also feed me.
All right, but any other necessities, I think, are on you.
Well, that's where my payment comes in. And she rubs her hands together. But Tirith starts steering the wagon. Well, you know my goal. What's yours?
Very much mine's is the whole reason we are going place to place is because I have to save my brother.
Oh. Where's your brother at? Or does he have any disease? Is he ill?
Oh no, he's held hostage.
Oh my. Well,
yes.
I would pry more, but that does seem personal. We'll get to know each other soon.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Now, what about you, Pinky? And she's referring to you, Nanette.
Yeah, I was about to be like, oh, which one?
Which one?
Well, my personal goal is... Well, it started with me wanting to get off my home island, and I kind of achieved that already. So, now I'm just kind of going along with the crew.
Oh, I see. Well, wait, crew? Like, well, as in, do you guys take a ship somewhere?
Oh, well,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Are you with the Navy?
Oh, no.
No.
Oh.
No.
Alright. Not because I'm a criminal or anything. That sounded sarcastic. I'm literally not a criminal. Maybe.
I'm sorry, just the way you said that made me raise a brow at you, you know?
No, I get it. I mean,
we know people.
I mean,
it's okay.
Yeah, we know people.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, they are nothing like me because I'm not a criminal.
Can I make an insight?
yeah, you totally could.
I'm not high on this, so I don't expect anything. 12.
I feel like it's not hard to tell.
Yeah, you believe her. She's not a criminal. She's being truthful. She's not a criminal.
Okay.
She's not a criminal, but she's a little sketchy. Just a little
She's
bit.
Just really suspicious for no reason.
You're definitely something. Oh, well. Okay.
And as you guys begin and continue traveling forwards, what would you guys like to do on the open road?
Oh. I should probably try to practice sharpshooter a little more.
All right. Perhaps we should hold off and get to that on the next session of Cerulean Roll.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hiatus over, baby. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Clap it up.